Hey, good morning. This is Rich Pav. I gotta take these headphones off. I'm driving. Can't put headphones on. I just dropped my wife off at work. It's the 30th of December at 7:20 in the morning. I have off today, and the kids have off. My wife has to work. So I dropped my wife off to work. So I have the car. We used to have two cars. We had this car, this new red car, and we had a small subcompact white car. But we had to sell the small white car because it was too old. There's nothing wrong with it. It still ran. But in Japan, the older your car gets, the more you have to pay for inspection. And probably insurance, too. The big expensive thing is inspection. Inspection gets so expensive that it becomes unaffordable to keep an old car, and you have to either get rid of it or buy a new one, which is bad from the consumer point of view, but it's great for the car companies, which have a heck of a lot more political clout than consumers do. Also, the inspection racket keeps a lot of small garages in business. And without that business, a lot of them wouldn't be around anymore. So, it's all for the greater good, I guess. And, well, today's thought is, two steps forward and one step back still leads to progress. I skipped 2 days. The 28th, I worked from home. Wasn't supposed to. What happened was, I told my wife a long time ago that our company started vacation on the 28th, and then I found out later that actually the last day of work was the 28th. So when I got up to get to work on the 28th, she said, "You told me you were off today, and I don't have anyone to watch the kids." So I had to watch the kids and work at the same time. And then on the evening of the 28th, we went to Saitama Shintoshin, which is sort of halfway between Koga and Tokyo. They built a mall there. There was a stadium there already, the Saitama Super Arena at the train station. And there's a sports arena where they have concerts and sporting events like K2 or K1 kickboxing, whichever one it is. There's a John Lennon Museum, which I've never been to and I never will go to, and a Gold's Gym, which I used to go to. And then recently, I guess in the past year or so, they built sort of a California-style mall there. And these are popping up in various places in Japan now. There are two outlet malls, just like in like they have in Maine and Redding and a whole bunch of other places. It was built by an American company. I think it was called the Chelsea Group. Built these outlet malls with mainly Western stores like Body Shop and Bose, Lego. There's a Starbucks. So that's a place out in Sano. But in this place, in Saitama Shintoshin, there are mostly Japanese stores, but they're... The layout of the mall and the atmosphere of the mall is very much like a mall in California, where, as opposed to the malls you see on the East Coast, which are pretty much strip malls that are all inside, this is like an outside mall, where when you're walking between the stores, you're actually outside under an awning instead of being indoors. And it's a nice place, and we went there to watch Chicken Little. One of the other things in this mall is a 12-screen movie complex, which is also very new to Japan. When I first came to Japan, back in the early 90s, what was it, 90? I came here in 1990. When you went to a movie theater in Japan, it was just a horrible experience. You didn't want to go, and it was very, very expensive. It was like 1,800 yen for a ticket, and the movie theaters were cramped, dirty, smelly, old, and there was really no reason to see a movie in a movie theater other than to see it on a bigger screen than what you see in, you know, at home. And the sound wasn't that good either. Until Virgin came here and built a few movie complexes with high quality sound and design so that every seat in the theater gets a good view. And that just revolutionized theater going in Japan. And now you have quite a number of really, really nice movie theaters, multi-screen movie theaters in Japan. And those are the ones that we go to now. Used to be that the closest one was way out in the reclaimed land of Tokyo, in Kaihama, or Makuhari Messe, I think it was Kaihama. And it was about, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours to get there. And now we can get there, we can get to a movie theater in half an hour, now that they have one at Saitama Shintoshin. This place is just, when you compare it to what movie theaters used to look like in Japan, this place is like Disneyland. It's very well designed on the inside. It's in the colors just of the architecture are really beautiful. And they have this new system where you can reserve your tickets through your cell phone and then buy the tickets. No, you can reserve and buy your tickets through your cell phone with your credit card. And then when you get there, there's a kiosk there where you punch in your reserve number and it prints out your tickets. And then you go into the movie theater, which doesn't seem to be absolutely necessary. Maybe it's probably necessary on the weekends, but when we went to see Chicken Little, I'd say the theater was about 30% full, but that was a Thursday night, so maybe on weekends you have to reserve your tickets to get a ticket. So I took some pictures of it and of some of the movies that are playing. Right now is Chicken Little and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. There's a good Japanese movie coming out about the battleship Yamato, and this isn't Star Blazers, this is actually a new movie about World War II, and it's a World War II movie from the Japanese perspective. And looking at the trailers that were playing on a TV screen there in the lobby, it looks like it's the quality of the Pearl Harbor movie, I guess. Most Japanese movies are pretty low budget, and they're not that popular. When you go to a rental store in Japan, you will see that the most popular rentals are the Western movies. And the Japanese movies, I'd say, are pretty far second. We only watch a Japanese movie if it's something really, really good, like a must-see movie. But just your average run-of-the-mill Japanese movie is not much better than television, I would say. And the only anime fans we have in the family is pretty much Tony, who's 8, and Andy will watch it. My wife and I just aren't into anime. I think it's more like Americans in their 20s that are more interested in anime than people of my generation in their 30s, pushing 40. to a video store these days, you'll find just everything's rented out because this is the beginning of the New Year's holiday. I think most people started their vacation either yesterday or today. And during New Year's vacation, which is the big holiday in Japan, everything's closed. Everything is just, there's absolutely nothing to do is to just stay home and watch TV. And if you're into TV, I guess, you know, that's a nice way to spend your vacation. But this is the time when a lot of foreigners go back home because there's absolutely nothing to do in Japan over holidays. And a lot of foreigners go overseas, a lot of Japanese go overseas, because this is one of the few times during the year when you're able to take off of work for a couple of days. So, there were a couple of things I wanted to talk about Christmas in Japan and just get it over with, because I keep forgetting. I get caught up in a tangent and forget what I was going to talk about. But here's the final thing about Christmas, and then I'll just end the podcast for today. You might have heard some things about how Japanese spend Christmas, what their traditions are, and they're basically all new traditions that were brought by the media, and not by not by the same things that build our traditions in the West, our Christmas traditions in the West. For example, it's true that Japanese eat fried chicken on Christmas Eve. And the reason why is back 30 years ago when Kentucky Fried Chicken was coming to Japan, it wasn't very popular as a food. Oh man, my recorder just fell on the ground. Hang on a second. I have it in my lap. Let's make sure it's recording. Yes. It just wasn't a very popular restaurant until they came up with an ad campaign saying, well, since Americans eat turkey on Christmas, then the food for Christmas in Japan should be fried chicken because it's the closest thing to turkey. And it was a very successful campaign, and Kentucky Fried Chicken sells many more times as much chicken on New Year's than they do any other day of the year. And if you go to a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant on New Year's, you'll see that there are people lined up around the block to get chicken, and you can actually order your chicken weeks in advance, so you don't have to wait in line. There's a Kentucky Fried Chicken right outside the south exit of Shinjuku Station, and on one side, it's on the corner, so they have their entrance on one side, and then you go to around the other side, and there's a takeout window, and I've never seen them use the takeout window. It's always closed, and it seems like the only day they ever use it is Christmas Eve. So, because it would be too crowded in the store for people to wait inside to get their chicken, so they actually stand around the corner waiting for their chicken. And then the other tradition is to have sex. There was a song in Japan a while back that was popular, a Christmas song that was about Christmas being romantic. So that caught on in the media, and so Christmas Eve is the big night, sort of like Valentine's Day, where you have a nice dinner with your girlfriend, and then you rent a hotel room and spend the night. And I don't know if this part is true, but I've heard that hotels will book a year in advance. I don't know. I read it on the internet on an article that was written in the early 90s by a Japanese woman for there was an article written for Reuters that I got that from. I don't know if that's true, but it is true that there are lines around the block for love hotels. And I got that from someone who used to work for the company I work for, told me the story about how one year she and her boyfriend went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, waited in line with chicken, and then waited in line to get into a hotel room to eat the chicken and screw. Not at the same time, but she said it was a very nice night. Go figure. But, you know, it makes you think that Japanese are really gullible, and they're like sheep, right? But I'm also, by the way, I'm home now, so I'm just sitting in the driveway. But, you know, this isn't the only country in the world that has traditions that are Christmas traditions that were thought up by the media and caught on by everybody else. Take, for example, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Rudolph was invented by Montgomery Ward back in the 30s. Montgomery Ward used to hand out books to Christmas shoppers with, I guess they had ads in them, and they would also have like a Christmas story. And one year they had somebody from their advertising department make a story. And because this guy was just good at it. And he made up this story about a reindeer that had a shiny nose, but it was different from the song, actually. Rudolph wasn't living in the North Pole. He was just living somewhere with reindeer. And when Santa came to his house to deliver the presents, he noticed Rudolph's red nose, and he said, "Hey, Rudolph, could you help us out? Because it's been really foggy tonight, and I'm late, and I need help driving the sleigh." So Rudolph was actually a kid in bed who wasn't teased or made fun of. Well, he was teased and made fun of, but not as much as in the story by the other reindeer. But Santa basically asked him to help that night, and then he went back to his reindeer place somewhere in the world at the end of the night. And then, what was it? The writer's brother-in-law was a songwriter, and Gene Autry sang the song, and that's how Rudolph became popular. So Japan isn't the only country that is susceptible, or whatever you call it, to the media, you know, determining culture like that. I mean, we just think that Christmas traditions are sacred because they're so old. But well, I guess the Western holidays that they celebrate in Japan really aren't sacred. They're all more fun. So you look at Christmas, and there has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus, because Japan's just not a Christian country. So they have not traditionally celebrated the birth of Jesus. So Christmas is a fun holiday that has, you know, pretty lights and decorations. And it's sort of like a runner-up to the real holiday, which is New Year's, which has always been celebrated, you know, back since, I don't know, probably back since the beginning of time. So on Christmas, the Christmas decorations go down, and then the New Year's decorations go up. And in Japan, they have New Year's decorations that are made of bamboo and pine and some sort of fern-type decoration. I guess I will try to find a picture of what Japanese New Year's decorations look like. And I'll try to post them in the next couple of days. I'll put them up on Flickr and then make a link from my blog. And that's about
it. Somebody asked me about the group I played a long time ago called Otofuke. It was two young guys that play guitar, and they were basically street performers, and they made a couple of CDs, and I thought they were great. Not just their music, but watching them perform was, they were one of the best independent bands I'd ever seen. I was really hoping to promote them internationally, because, you know, since their music is instrumental, it can be enjoyed all over the world, and it's not like Japanese pop where you sort of have to be into it to really like it. It's an acquired taste or whatever. They were really good, and what happened was, not very long after I played their song, they broke up. I went to their website back in June or July, and there was an announcement on their homepage that said, all of our upcoming engagement has been canceled. Thanks for supporting us all these years. And that was the end of it, and there was no explanation. So, unfortunately, if you find their CDs, the only place you're going to find them is probably online through Amazon in Japan or Tower Records in Japan. And you're going to probably have to speak Japanese or read Japanese to be able to find them if you're interested in buying their music. Nothing I can do about it. So, anyway, and then yesterday I had off, but man, I just could not stay awake. My wife bought this really soft, cream-colored rug for the living room, and it has a heating mat. We have a heating element underneath it, a heating pad. And my kids were watching TV, and I can't sit on that rug. I have to lay down on it because it's so comfortable. And then I lay down and I fall asleep, and I just slept the whole day on the living room rug while the kids were watching TV. And so I felt pretty guilty about that. And then I slept all night. So I think I've done my sleeping for this vacation. I don't need to sleep anymore. So that's about it. And I'm going to try to put some sort of video up today to make up for skipping the last 2 days. So I hope you all have a good holiday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.